Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
It's weiss.christine3@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, ma'am. The zip code?
04011.
Thank you. And could you verify your first and last name?
Christine, and the last name is Weiss, W-E-I-S-S.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
119 Echo Road, Brunswick, Maine.
Thank you. So I see that you ordered our Royal Derma Rejuvenating Moisturizer and the Anti-Aging Eye Serum. This helps reduce wrinkles and dark circles. How may I help you?
I didn't order that. I just got a free sample. I paid shipping and handling for $6.95. And now
yes.
I've got a bill for $94.90, and I didn't authorize that.
Okay, so in the terms and conditions, it stated that this was a 14-day free trial with you only paying for shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not call to cancel the account within the 14 days, you will be billed full price for the product. And it does.
I didn't see that. So this has been denied. Capital One called me, and I've denied this. I've denied the payment because I didn't see that in the brochure.
Okay, ma'am. So I did get the account canceled, and this will prevent all future charges. And I also have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
All right, just a minute. All right.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
6624.
Right.
84. 494.
Okay, and also Capital One advised me to tell you to delete all of my information in your files.
The account is canceled, ma'am, so this prevents all future charges and shipments.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.